Hello?
Hey, Mr. Herndon.
Yes.
Hey, man, this is Zach. I apologize for calling so late, but you had filled out a form on my site about your property on Ransom Hills Terrace. I have properties right in that area.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, man, I know exactly where the house is at. You're close to Bellwood Elementary School.
Right. It's right up
Yeah.
the road. Well, really, yeah, just up the road a little bit.
Yeah, I got a few houses over there off First Baptist Church, if you know where that's at.
I've seen it before. I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean it's right off Kingsdale or
Yeah.
Omaha Street. How's your day going, man?
Oh, good, good.
Good. Well, did I catch you at a bad time?
No. I'm
Okay.
okay. Well.
Cool, man. Well, I know it's 9:40, but I pretty much work 7 days a week, and
Yeah, man, I
I
know
saw you,
the
yeah,
feeling.
I saw your information come through, and I said I know exactly where that house is at. So, what do you do for work?
Oh, I work at a steel mill
Okay.
down in Petersburg.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a commute. North Chesterfield. I mean, sorry, Peter. You said Petersburg. Okay, that's not that bad then.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah. So tell me what's going on, man. What made you fill out a form?
No, man, because I'm just trying to sell my house because I done bought another house and I'm trying to pay two mortgages, That's the biggest thing. So I'm just trying to offload it and just have one payment, one mortgage payment instead of two. Because I've moved out of there for a while now, but I was letting my sons stay there until they got on their feet, and
Sure.
moved out, and they finally did. So now I just need to offload it, get out of it, basically.
Sure. So, I guess the times of, them moving and just it
Yeah.
kind of became a burden because you're having to
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
deal with it twice now. I mean, you've owned the thing for quite a while, I think. It's about 20 years.
That's how long I've been there. I mean, yeah, I've been there for a while.
Just done with it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm definitely interested in it, and yeah, I definitely want to buy it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I mean, how's the inside?
It's got cosmetic damage on the inside. It needs work. The inside, it really needs to be basically renovated.
Right.
Um,
That's what I figured.
it's the inside. That's what needs to be done. But I mean, the outside look not bad. The deck needs to probably be refurbished back there because I ain't did nothing to that since I was there. So it's just old, and the fence is old. I mean, if they wanted to redo the fence. See all that stuff right there, and I just ain't got the funds right now to deal with all of that and get everything fixed, all that to put it up on the market.
Sure.
But it's like I said, it's mostly cosmetic, doors and the carpet and stuff like that. And the kitchen's gonna be need to be renovated.
Yeah.
Some work on the ceiling. That's pretty much it.
Sure.
But the air conditioner still works. Water heater. I got a new one. Well, I've had it for a while now, but it's about 10 years old. So
Sure.
furnace works. Everything is. It's just cosmetic stuff, not major big stuff
Yeah.
that need to be repaired.
Sure. So, I mean, your timeline, you said you just want to be done with it. I mean, like, does that mean as soon as possible?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, as soon as possible or whenever. I mean, I ain't it doesn't happen to me if, like right now, but I'm just trying to do it as fast as I can.
Okay. And that's just because, obviously, the mortgage.
Yeah, it was because of the payments. I'm paying two mortgages right now.
Sure. I
It ain't
mean,
cheap.
yeah. Obviously, yeah, that's definitely apparent. Well, I know where the house is at. I definitely am interested, and I would definitely like to buy it. I mean, everything obviously comes with the price. I mean, have you even considered what you want for it?
I was trying to get close to two if I could. I mean,
Plus.
just going by the market is what I'm
Sure.
going off on. Because I know they're selling over there for like three something. But I know you're going to have to, pay something for renovating it and getting it back up to snuff. But so that's why I was saying like right around two, a little
Yeah.
less than that. Because I know you can sell it for three once you get all that stuff fixed easily. Might even be more
Yeah.
by the time you get it done.
Yeah. When I would say, I think you're accurate with about, I don't agree necessarily at over 300. I think 300 would probably be your ceiling. And this isn't a huge house, but it's a decent sized house.
Yeah, it's got a little in it. It's the biggest lot in that area too, with the front yard and the backyard. It's a
Yeah.
pretty nice site. I mean, it's not huge, but it's, I got a
Yeah.
fence in the back. It's fenced in, was a fenced in backyard, and then the front yard's pretty big too. At
Yeah.
least for all in that area. Everybody else has got little plots or whatever, just barely enough for the house on it. Mine's is a little bit bigger.
Right.
That was one of the things that sold me on it when I got it too, was because of that, the land with the
Yeah.
kids so they could play in the backyard and all that stuff at that time.
Sure. So, I think we're pretty, I mean, we're not far off, I don't buy every house for every person that I talk to,
Right,
sometimes it
right.
works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Doesn't, right.
I wouldn't be at two, I would be less than that, and that's just because of the updates, that would need to be done to it.
Right.
But I mean, we're not far off, and it's definitely something I want. So, I mean, and you want to close soon, you want to get that burden off.
Oh, yeah,
And
definitely.
I'm willing to do that. I can close in less than 30 days, realistically.
Oh, yeah,
Just
that's cool.
yeah. So I mean, you tell me, this is your show. I can't do 200. I mean, we're not too
All right,
far
well,
off.
tell me what you can do. What can?
I mean, I'd really like to, if I'm paying all closing costs and it's just a net number to you,
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to put in, I mean, for that, it's about 60. I mean, yeah, so, and then to be able to, the numbers to refinance, I mean, I'd like to be around 160, to be honest, and I'm not necessarily offering you that. I'm not even really comfortable t saying that. It's just, that's where I'd like to be, and I'm not trying to insult you or anything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but that's too low for me. I'm gonna get. I'm gonna try to get that.
Sure. I
But
mean, tell me what you're looking for then. Like,
hey, wake up. Oh, well, I mean, how about 180? What do you think?
Would you do 170?
How about 175?
175,000, and it's you said it's vacant, right?
Right.
As is 175. I pay for closing costs. We close in 30 days or less.
Yeah, there.
You're good with that.
Yeah, 175.
It's more than I want to pay, but I do know the area.
Right.
You're good with closing in 30 days or less if that's
Yeah.
doing okay. I mean, let's say I were to do 175. I mean, would you have any other questions for me?
No.
Well, no. So 175, and you want to go forward.
Right.
And you've already explained your timeline. You're looking to do it soon.
Right.
Tell you what, you have your email in front of you?
My email address?
Yeah, do you have your email pulled up? Can you pull it up?
I don't want to do it all like this. Yeah. Can I
Do you
give
have
you
an
my
op?
email, because I don't know how to pull it
Sure.
up when I'm on the phone.
Okay,
Sure.
it's F as in Frank, B as in boy,
Yep.
E as in elephant, RRY 707.7@gmail.com.
I'm just going to repeat that back to you. So F Barry 707.7@gmail.com.
Barry, Berry.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Check your email if you don't mind. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Faye Herndon.
Faye, okay.
Forrest McGee.
Yes.
What is his review document?
We're gonna buy it in as is condition, so I would ask you guys to please not try and make any repairs.
Okay. Y'all doing this now? Yeah. Are you doing
Yeah.
the or are we just doing estimates right now?
So this is, I mean, if we're doing 175, I can, I can do it. We buy about 20, 30 houses a month, and I'll take the house and make it easy for you.
You
So
don't want to do that? It's the same. That's what I've been getting.
Let's see here. Say, how much he had to pay for closing? Does he do that closing?
do that.
Oh,
Nothing.
no, I'm taking care of closing costs.
No out-of-pocket, nothing.
They're called Forrest what?
Horace McGee.
let's have him get the number one. Please check this out. Let's just do that. We'll call it back.
So closing costs, if you look at the document, it says buyer to pay all closing costs.
Okay. Is it G-H-E-E?
Yeah, so it's F-O-R-R-E-S-T M-C-G-H-E-E. And we are, you know, licensed real estate agents, but we buy houses as well. So what we would be looking to do with this one is, you know, buy it and put a tenant in there, fix it up first, obviously.
Y'all call the CVA Homes LLC?
Yes, ma'am. Stands for Central Virginia.
So you're out of Virginia? Okay. How did I come up with the 175?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How did I come up with the 175? Where'd that come from?
Well, I mean, Mr. Hearn talked, you know, the numbers are tight, so it's more than I want to pay, but because I know the area, sentimental value is a little bit tricky, so
okay.
Can't really put a price on it.
On a house?
Meaning, you know, I initially, you know, realistically wanted to be, you know, less than that, but, you know, taking care of closing costs and, you know, providing, you know, just an as-is, you know, less than 30-day sale and paying for, you know, the lawyer, the legalities of things, that, you know, that's just, that's the number, you know. We don't buy every house for every person that we talk to, so.
So how did you buy this house over the phone? Did y'all know about it? Y'all seen it?
No, so.
I've seen.
Yeah.
I didn't know about your house, though.
No,
they have their own lawyer, so ain't like they got.
No, he knows the address. He knows it where. He's in the front down the street from Bell, and he knows the area. And I've seen an ad that was on TV. That's what I put my information in. That's how, you know what I'm saying?
You're making all this transaction, like, right now at this time of night? You don't seem suspicious?
So I just did it now.
So you're saying 175 is tight? Is that what you're telling me?
Okay.
I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking. I didn't get to hear any of this stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's. I told Mr. Hearn that, you know, realistically I'd like to be under, you know, 175, but, We have houses in the area. I told him near Bellwood Elementary School and the church over there off Kingsdale. I'm not sure if you've been up that way, but you can get to it right from Chesterfield County Fire. And I know that's, if you just take Ransom to 145 in Kingsdale is on the right side. So I'm familiar with the area and the neighborhood.
Okay. And y'all pretty reputable, you saying?
I mean, yeah, we buy about 20 to 30 houses a month.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's up to you.
Something said about it tonight. We'll call back tomorrow.
Okay.
About that.
Are you sure? I just wanted to hear the details because y'all did all this without me.
Yeah, can I speak with Mr. Hurden?
Yeah, here he is.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
So, we work fast, we work slow, as we're completely on your timeline.
Right.
I guess I apologize. Maybe I didn't do my job correctly. I thought when
No,
we were.
you did all right. It was just that I gotta look. I'm gonna just take your phone over and call you back tomorrow. I should have discussed it a little bit more with my wife first instead of just because I did it basically on my terms without her. So
Sure.
I'm just gonna do that and give her an opportunity for us to talk, and then if it's okay, then I'll call. How about that?
Okay.
Because maybe she
And
might want to look. I don't even know. She might want to look somewhere else, maybe, or something, and just get another estimate or something, maybe.
sure. Well, I'm just okay. So I'm just gonna avoid this agreement out then,
Right,
and
right.
because I don't want to, I can't have my signature out on, documents saying that I'm gonna
Right,
purchase
right.
something. And when we were discussing price, I thought that meant that we were, gonna do something. And I understand what you're saying. I do.
Right.
Maybe I moved too fast. I didn't realize,
Yeah,
you
and I
said.
did too. I did too, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it makes me uncomfortable if you're not comfortable. So, hey, we can't buy every house for every person we talk to. So,
Yeah, that's true. But if I
I
get the
hope.
number, I can call you back if after we do our discussion and stuff like that, though.
Sure. I
So,
will ask, is there something that I'm missing or is there a question that I
no,
can answer?
it's just that she wants to look around and see if she can get closer to the number that I wanted at the beginning,
Which
and
is.
which was the 200. She wants to see if I can get closer to that, and I got to give her half of thinking about that. That is true. I didn't think about, her opinion on that. I just did it. So we're going to discuss it, and then if we come down and feel like that's okay and we agree on it instead of me just making the decision, then we'll just do your call back.
Okay, well, how
So just
about
give us the
this?
night to think on it.
Sure. How about this? And it because of and that's no problem. I don't price shop, I don't beat around the bush.
Right.
When I say a price, it's a price. I do want the house and I'm serious about it. Our attorneys will handle all the paperwork and we'll pay the closing costs. If we can get this done today, tonight, I'm willing to do your original 180 because I do like the house and I have them in the area. But after tonight, I don't go back and forth. My price is going to go back to my original offer. And I completely understand whatever you want to do, but I don't want to
Yeah.
pass up the opportunity.
All right. Okay. Okay. She said, okay.
All right.
The 180, right?
Yes, sir. Just give me 1 second here. You're a good negotiator, I'll tell you that.
She is. Well,
we gotta pay our stuff, too.
Yeah, I know. That was my fault.
Everybody needs a part of this deal.
Well, look, if you guys are happy, you know, I'm not going to nickel and dime over $5,000, even though it is more than I want to pay. I'm, you know, I just want to do, I want to work with people who want to work with me. And
right.
At the end of the day, you know, with the volume of houses that we deal with, I really, it's not a good use of my time to nickel and dime over $5,000. So, if you want to check your, give me one, actually. Check your email now.
All right.
Okay.
You check it.
Mm-hmm.
She said okay.
And it should allow you to view it. And then you should see updated it to 180.
You see it there?
Mm-hmm. I see it. 480,000.
Closing is on next month on the 4th, if that's all right with you guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, and you got all the closing costs and ain't no commission, no out-of-pocket or nothing from us, right?
180 is a net number to you, sir.
Okay.
Well, however you guys split it up, but yes.
All right,
you want to do that? Yeah, make sure that you are the one that signs it, Mr. Herndon. You can sign it on your email, but you just have to be the one to sign it.
Hey, this ain't working, man. What I gotta do?
So you gotta scroll down. You see where you?
Oh, you got all that information on it where he's doing all the closing costs and all of that. It says all of that in there, like.
Yeah. So you just have to scroll down to see your name where it's signed.
It picked out that.
Is that how it works, or I don't?
Yeah, it picked that out for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what I do? Hit this?
Yeah.
I don't have my glasses on. So I just hit this.
Mhm.
Yeah. Okay.
And then once you see your name in the box and on the signature, it should say like next or finish.
Hold up, there's one down here too. The bottom one or the one up in
it? Don't matter.
Okay, now it's saying you gotta log in.
No, I got it. You did it, Quinn.
Alright.
So, I do just want to ask you, because we've been on the phone for about 30 minutes. Did you think it was going to be that easy?
No, not really.
So, since we're, you know, on the phone, I'm just going to send you an email of basically a breakdown of how everything is going to happen next. And if you would be so kind to respond, just so that I know you get the email.
You're
I would really.
You lost no, we're, I'm off tomorrow.
I'm going to send it to Faith.
Work tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. You can send it to me.
But I got to get your name and phone number, too, though. I ain't get no name.
Oh, you're gonna get that all in this email.
Oh, okay.
Just give me 1 second here. Okay. Let's see here. All right. Well, I just sent you an email.
To you, right?
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Who'd you send the email to? Her email or mine?
F. Berry.
Yeah, okay. That's hers. Okay.
Yep. So you'll have my lawyer's information. You have our company information and where we're located. You have my title company. You have my information. And you have my assistant, B, who will be in contact with you as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Zach Weatherspoon.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I can't read on that one,
no. Oh, you need your glasses.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess the other lady gonna be mad at you, but.
Okay, it's a little weak anyway, so, yeah. You know,
but there was another lady?
Yeah, that was trying to, but she wasn't, she was.
Looking at her.
Yeah, we was just looking, so. But what do we do now?
Well, you enjoy your evening and, you know, realize that both of us have a personal life and don't worry about it.
Hi, Zach.
All right. You guys have my number. You guys have my email address. You have my number, you know, and I apologize for calling so late, but, you know,
that's
I work
okay.
24/7 and just like you, I heard you say, you said the other woman was trying, you know.
Yeah.
You know, time is of the essence. So I want to work with people that want to work with me. And I want to make this as smooth as possible. So the next step would be to come see the property just to do a walkthrough and take my pictures for the renovations that I'm going to be needing. Maybe we can set something up on Sunday.
Well, not this Sunday. I work. Anytime next week, though.
Okay. Yeah. Let's say Monday then.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah.
All right. Can you guys, I will call you if not, but you guys call me or let's just set it up right now.
Okay.
What time works for you guys?
Whatever's best for you. It doesn't matter. I'm off Monday, so. The
okay.
morning, if you want to do the morning, we can. I mean, it's up to you.
We can do, like, how about, like, 11?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Call me, if you don't mind, call me Monday at 9 a.m., if you don't mind.
Okay, I can.
But if I call you first, then I beat you to it.
Yep.
All right. Because I'll be in North Carolina tomorrow. I have three houses that I'm going to look at that I'm buying. So I am running busy and pretty crazy, but I'm very organized and I always answer my phone. So if you can't get a hold of me, then you probably aren't trying.
All right. No problem.
All right. And Faye, it was very nice to meet you. I appreciate your patience.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, I look forward to meeting you guys one way or the other and making this as smooth as possible for you.
We appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. You take care and y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.